The overhead system, operating since the spring, uses electronic sensors to automatically deduct the $1 toll from EasyPass tags. For drivers without EasyPass, the system reads the vehicle's license plate and a bill is sent to the owner. But some people who either didn't get a bill or failed to pay on time have been hit with hundreds of dollars in fines.
If you quantified what they were doing in a rate of interest, it would be something that a bank would be in severe trouble if they did it, because it would hit usury laws.
Senator Chris Jacobs, along with Senator Tim Kennedy, is pushing what's called the Tollpayers' Bill of Rights to prevent the Thruway Authority from imposing excessive fines on unpaid Grand Island tolls. Drivers would also be given 6 months of amnesty to adjust to the change in technology.
The full fine regimen would not take place for a couple more months. And this is a precedent. They did this before downstate when the Tappan Zee Bridge opened up with cashless tolling.
Jacobs says the legislation, which passed both houses in June, would also bar the state from revoking driver's licenses or a vehicle registration for unpaid tolls. The senators are calling on the leadership of the state assembly to forward the legislation to the governor for his signature. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.